This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is someone, I have to say that I don't know too many physicians that know more about the botanical world than our first guest today. Dr. Cass Ingram has been studying oregano and spices for so many years, and he is a prolific author, a physician, a researcher, and one of his new books is on the coronavirus, by the way. It's at CassIngram.com. His book about hemp is just extraordinary. It's called The Hemp Oil Miracle, and Dr. Cass Ingram wants people to understand that raw hemp oil can make you well in a powerful way. And Dr. Ingram, always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Right. Kind of hemp has gone kind of into a lack of news, and I'd like to bring back a couple points. The hemp as a medicine, right? Okay, so that's going to be cannabis. It's going to be the hemp stalk, or the hemp, the actual fiber hemp. A little bit kind of like different species, but not really. They're very similar. But hemp has some uses, okay, besides cloth and rope. And let's just kind of go through the historical and the medicinally proven, because it's kind of been an industry that's kind of fell down. You know, you see the recent news. Maybe we can reactivate it based on its clinical uses. One of the biggest areas for hemp extracts is sleep disorders. It does something.
Really?
Yeah, it does something novel, probably because of the terpene, so it's got to be the full spectrum, not CBD so much, to cause REM sleep, deep sleep, to get some sedation going and to make the neurons communicate better so that a person can fall to sleep and stay asleep for the regulated period of time. And I know, because I haven't been using it lately, and I have been struggling with sleep, but when I use it, boy, do I sleep well. And take it from a 30-book insomniac. It helps.
Yeah, you're so driven, and of course the research that you've been doing for so long, and all of your books, the amount of research that you do is extraordinary.
It's not easy to write books.
No, of course not. And what was it about hemp that called to you, and what made you look at this? Because
they were
all
these claims about CBD, tremendous claims, and I thought, well, it would be good for my patients. So I tried CBD, and I had a reaction to that, and I said, gee, they're doing something to it, because I shouldn't react to just cannabis hemp. And then I got some full-spectrum hemp. It was not easy to do. I got the manufacturer in the Netherlands to send me the muck, you know, just the green muck, just CO2 extraction. And I noticed a big calming effect. It started to help me sleep. My intelligence quotient seemed to go up. My ability to write books went up quite a bit from that stuff. So I doubled my book output. My editing output improved. It did something for my brain chemistry and the interaction of the neurons. I said, well, I'm going to write the cannabis cure then. And then that led to the hempanol, that whole line of full-spectrum whole food hemp, which stands out above the pack. They created that based on my work. And, so there are certain clinical uses for hemp. That's what seems to be lost.
Right.
You don't want to.
And by the way,
pure will get disappointed. You know. It's,
by the way, in your book, The Hemp Oil Miracle, you write that both. So fascinating. This book is absolutely. If you are interested in learning the real story behind hemp, you have to pick up this book. It's on castingroom.com, The Hemp Oil Miracle. But you write that both Thomas Jefferson and George Washington grew it on their plantations?
Oh, yeah, because there was a big rope and sail business, you see. And so there was big money. In fact, before they got America, the British made fined and imprisoned you if you did not grow hemp. They needed it for their sails and the ropes on ships. And so every colonist was mandated. But they didn't use it too much for a drug. That came in the 1800s,
right,
the Victorian times. And they learned that from India, where they used it for sedation and epilepsy and heart disease, different problems. And we've lost track of it. We've known, oh, it's a miracle cure. No, it's not a miracle cure. It has indications. It seems to be pretty good for chronic pain, especially if you add oregano. It's 50 times more powerful. So see what I mean by it not being a miracle cure? We had to add the oregano to really make it work for pain. That's the hemp and all with the oregano. It's good. It's really good for sedation, but we added hops. Hops were added to it to make the hempnol PM, so much more effective with the hops. But it's still good. It's got great value by itself. If you synergize it, it helps for epilepsy. And it's much more effective.
Well, that's how.
Huh?
I was just going to say that's the story of the Stanley brothers from, you know, that's how they started with Charlotte's Web. And we know Charlotte died a few months ago, but yeah, from COVID, by the way. But,
yeah,
but absolutely, this was the beginning. But this was not the beginning. That was not new information. This was something that you said started.
No, they've known it for centuries. So for epileptic fits, so they started giving it to autistic kids. But the full spectrum works about, I don't know, 10 times better, maybe 50 times better than the refined kind. So then you have nervousness, anxiety. It has a value there. What I found, the biggest benefit I found, was the insomnia and creativity, increasing the creativity quotient to be able to do more intellectual work. I think that was a big benefit I got. I had a guy, it has a modest anti-pain action. It was significant. I had a guy that had opiates. He was on OxyContin for 30 years. We got him off with this hempanol super strength with the oregano. The oregano acts like morphine, so the two together, you see. But
yes.
And then plantar fasciitis has some use. Glaucoma, it's the next. See, the problem with hemp, it went up and then went down because nobody parlayed out its clinical medical uses. It's not a miracle cure. Everybody thought it was a miracle cure. They didn't get the results, and they just dropped it. So these big companies have just gone into the tank. They were doing millions of dollars. It was all hyped up.
Yeah.
Boom. You know, it happened. They can't even get rid of their inventory. But
it's true. You're absolutely right.
You don't talk about the medical indication of each herb, so it's only going to sustain itself during your hype phase. if you know that it's a good adjunct to drugs for epilepsy, and you get those results, right? So.
Mm-hmm. You write in the new book that about 27 BC, Chinese herbalists, 27 BC, recommended it for the treatment of gout, constipation, joint aches and pains. This is blowing my mind.
Yeah, no, that's
27 BC.
It's value in gout. Especially if you add the oregano. And nobody ever thinks of taking cannabis for gout. You know, the moderate joint aches, we understand it has. But you see, you have to understand the mechanism of action. There's a certain anti-inflammatory action, but it really works on interchanging the nerves so that the nerves communicate better. So then that could mean that it's good for gout, or but it's good for heart disease. It could be good for you for cancer prevention, because you get that nervous system stronger, intercommunicating, and it says, oh, we've got this beginning of a tumor down here. We've got to send the white blood cells. So now, and then in creativity, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's, MS, where there's the intercommunication of the brain is disturbed. Depression,
right. When we come back,
schizophrenia. Yeah.
When we come back from break, we're going to continue. The book is absolutely brilliant. It really is. The facts in this book that'll blow you away. Blow you away. The Hemp Oil Miracle is the book. CassieIngram.com is the website. And people can get the Hempanol product at what website?
Oreganol.com. Value for your money. You know, Oreganol.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we are being educated today by Dr. Cassie Ingram, the Hemp Oil Miracle. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Cass Ingram has been studying wild, this is really important, wild botanicals for decades. And there isn't anybody that knows more about the wild oregano, P73, wild sage, cinnamon. And he has written a book to help us really understand what raw, whole food hemp is like. The book is called The Hemp Oil Miracle. And he really gives you, this is a book that talks about the history of hemp. And for many people, this is not just a couple of years ago. You write in the book, Doctor, and as a physician, a researcher, and a noted author, that even as early as Stone Age times, how is that possible? You say the plant was raised for its health benefits?
Yeah, 10,000 BC, they have some stone paintings or whatever. They were growing the stuff. But what they did with it, we don't know. We know they found it so important to raise. But I think the mistake we made was we tried to put a pharmaceutical extraction or pharmaceutical to it. If we could just have raised the plant, Ibn Sina, you know, in the 1000s, he juiced the whole plant and soaked people's heads in it for anxiety neurosis. I mean, we lost. And I honestly think, you know, the problem is the petrochemicals. You can't take a fairly delicate plant like, it's just a grass, basically, and soak it in gasoline and, you know, extract with propane gas. You're going to ruin it. That's the way it is. And, you know, I want 1,500 milligrams. Give me 4,000. I'll pay big money for 99% CBD. And so we're doing that, and we're missing 90%, probably. Of the medicine?
Probably, yeah. You say that, you write also that in China, thousands of years ago, hemp was grown for harvesting its nutritious seeds. Today, hemp fiber, industrial hemp, I mean, you just can't believe. I use those hemp seeds for my baking and cooking. They are fibrous. I have a hemp towel that I got 10 years ago, and that towel is still like new.
See, I think that
they're like so durable. They're still soft and beautiful 10 years later.
Hemp, you know, the hemp paper that the China made, that the Islamics made, the books are still really good. They're from, say, 700 AD or 800 AD, whatever, or before. And they find hemp fabrics from 200 BC. They're still intact. It's just, and then, of course, Henry Ford made a car from hemp fiber. It's got tremendous value. I think it's gotten a bad rap, and we need to get back.
You know who used to make jeans? Who used to make jeans with hemp is Levi's. Levi's.
Did they really? I didn't know that.
Well, wait. They were made with hemp. They were taken off the market because of the political and reefer madness, and they are now back in production. Trying to find a new way to make hemp jeans.
Oh, well, good for them. Levi's is a strong company. They should be able to do that. We really need the economy. First of all, forget the CBD revolution. You need the whole food hemp. Okay, if you're taking CBD and you're getting results, I'm happy for you. But we can't be treating with propane. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's big industry, big money. You can't soak it in hexane. You cannot do that. Even when they soaked it in alcohol, it goofed it up. So I've been the only one standing strong to say, let's go back to the ancient ways. You want to smoke it? Okay. You want to, you know, drop it on hot fire and inhale the fumes? Okay. You want to make a resin out of it? Okay. Now we have CO2 extraction. CO2 extraction is very forgiving. That's what I would suggest. You're going to get the whole crude extract, and it's better than burning it up in a reefer. And so if we can just do that, we will get the benefits for certain diseases, and it'll be here to stay.
And again, this hempanol product, it does exactly that?
Oh, it does. Oh, it does. And then when you add the oregano, then it really becomes aggressive for pain. When you add the hops and the chamomile, it's exceptional for insomnia. And, you know, whoever's making, I don't care, whoever's making whole food hemp, I'm for them, I'm behind them, I'm for the whole hemp industry. But I'm not a fan of petrochemical extraction. I don't think any of us really are.
No, no. I mean, why would we want those ingredients in our bodies? We really wouldn't. We really wouldn't want that.
But the problem is it seems to ruin it. I mean, you can imagine if I told you that dandelions are good for you. So we went out and harvested this vacant lot right by a gas station. We harvested it. That's probably not a good idea. But then we went to the gas station and we got 2 gallons of gasoline. We then soaked our 10 bushel baskets of dandelion leaves in the 2 gallons of gasoline. Then we got a Bunsen burner and we burned it off without exploding ourselves. And then we have a green funny powder residue. And we say, well, let's put this in capsules or are you kidding? You're not going to take that. You end up with a cancer or something. But you're taking it all right now. You know?
Hey, we only have a minute left. We only have a minute left, but I wanted to just plug your new book because it's really brilliant. You have been talking about this virus for 6 months, if not longer. You had said in one show, I remember, it's not a matter of, you were just saying it's not a matter of it happening. It's going to happen. It's just when. And You were right, spot on. You've been predicting this right along, and you wrote a book. And tell us about the new book.
The COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth Revealed, the brand new edition is an electronic file on kazingram.com. The new hardcover book or hard book that will be around in a week or two, but if you want the book, you can get the book for now, or you can get the electronic at kazingram.com. And this is not just a conspiracy book. This hardcore book on what's causing this miserable thing, how to get rid of it, how not to get
right. And nobody is talking about that but Dr. Ingram. Absolutely. And we thank you for your brilliance. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil, 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop, third-party testing so you know what you're getting, 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR. Or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now, I'm very excited to have our next guest because there's so much. Wes Ovni from Leaf Nation has to share with us. We have so much to talk about, Wes. First of all, welcome to the program. It is so nice to have you with us. And I know that you are expanding because we have spoken. I think Danny was just on talking about the East Coast version of the magazine. So it's nice to have the man that put it all together and started this publication. And Wes, give us a little history about why and how long the publication has been around.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And it's an honor to get to reach your listeners and talk about our mission at Leaf Nation to document the plant and help bring cannabis journalism to the masses. That journey for me began in 2010 as a former college journalism student who had been told by many professors, whatever you do, don't go into print media. And those same professors were also like, oh, yeah. And the same ones always ask me, hey, do you always do your homework when you're high? And so I knew that I loved writing and I loved cannabis. And in 2010 in Seattle, medical cannabis was just beginning to emerge as a movement, and it was really misunderstood, and I just saw this opportunity to educate and enlighten people by talking about cannabis and medicinal cannabis use in a truthful way.
And being someone, because print was my first love, as someone who was one of the early workers at, you might know the publication, it was the Boston Phoenix. It was an underground newspaper that became legitimate and second to the Village Voice. And I started in print at the Boston Phoenix, and it was absolutely, there is nothing more exhilarating than we're getting ready to go to press. There is nothing like it ever. I'm telling you, I went from Boston Magazine to the Boston Business Journal to Boston Magazine and the Boston Phoenix. I'm telling you, there is just something magical about the print and touching it. Just magical.
And it really captured my getting to see my words in print, and I think there's a different impact to that that doesn't exist on the internet. And so when I first saw my writing in print, I was like, okay, this is an opportunity to reach people. And that's what we needed with medical cannabis 10 years ago, and that's still really necessary today. And, you know,
yes,
a lot of those college professors who said, hey, you know, print isn't going to work, they were talking about, you know, mass media. Today, a lot of us get our news about the world from our phones. But in terms of targeted demographics and niche publishing, print really is effective and is actually growing as a medium when it's targeted and when the information is correct. And so I went into it with the idea that we were going to take all the principles of journalism and apply those to cannabis and start reporting about it truthfully. And if I wasn't a believer in the beginning, I certainly was within just a few months, because the stories I would hear of people's lives being changed, whether they were battling cancer or illness or losing, you know, loved ones or children, cannabis was helping so many people. And at the same time, the war on drugs was hurting so many people that I knew that I was probably going to end up taking what had been an advocacy project and turning it into a career, which it's become today for me and a pretty big team of contributors.
You got a loan to print the first 10,000 copies of Northwest Leaf in 2010, and you have not looked back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was a $1,600 loan. And, you know, today we are approaching printing 100,000 copies a month across 15 states in the country. So
That is so awesome. Awesome.
Yes,
okay. All right. Now, we have to talk. We have to talk about COVID. We have to talk about the issues that really bother me about this industry. And I'm a newbie to this industry, Wes. So I was one of those people that never understood cannabis and was extremely judgmental about it. Extremely judgmental, because the only example I had were a couple of friends that were true potheads. So I just couldn't understand that there was more than these friends of mine that were just morning, noon, and night potheads. And so they really and truly, they filtered my ability to see the truth. It took one day, it took a special that I watched on television, and I said, "You are such a hypocrite, Frankie Boyer. How can you possibly talk about whole person living on your holistic health show when you don't even understand the medicinal benefits and the qualities for industrial abilities, unemployment, and the list went on for cannabis?" And it was like a light bulb opened, and I realized how wrong I was. And then I became educated, and I started reading and watching and going to meetings and picking brains of everybody that I knew and studying. I didn't know what THC was. I didn't know what CBD was. I didn't know what any of the terms meant. I was so naive and so locked in a little place. 3.5 years later now, we're getting ready for 4 years with this radio show. And when I realized way back when that this is the future, this is the future for the economy. When people realize that the farming industry could live again, that young women, young men can take over farms, that hemp has such tremendous possibility in industry, that we should be mixing cement with hemp, that we should be wearing clothing made of hemp, the sustainability and how it can help the environment. So I have been a passionate advocate for several years now, and the show is almost 4 years old. That being said, full disclosure, I just wanted you to know that, where I was coming from. My big concern now is the lack of diversification. And I just want
sorry to interrupt you. Within the industry or as a movement?
Yes.
Within the
industry.
We actually just released our first ever issue addressing that with the Leaf out here. And we'd actually began planning it about a year ago. When we wanted to rotate what had become an annual women's issue and became a monthly women's column, and then we realized that we needed to do more in terms of equality in the cannabis industry. And so we began planning our equality issue in December, and then this spring with COVID and the death of George Floyd, murder of George Floyd, and the conversation growing around diversity and equality, we took a stand and said this needs to be not just one issue of our magazine, but an ongoing issue that we talk about, because, you know, our black and brown communities are targeted and much more likely to go to prison for drug use white communities.
That's right.
And at the same time are also way less likely to have the opportunities to get a license or to get a job or to find upward mobility within the cannabis industry. And it's systemic, just like every other industry is to a certain extent. And I think that the changes that we need to make in the cannabis industry to create more diversity and more awareness are also mirrored by the same movements needing to happen in the greater world. So, you know, I don't think that the cannabis industry is any worse than what's going on out there. And in fact, I think we can be a beacon of hope. In part because of what you mentioned earlier about becoming a believer, because of the potential for cannabis and hemp, whether it's medicine or industry or jobs, there is a ton of opportunity, and there's way more opportunity coming. And so I always
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
hey, we have to take a quick break. We are going to be back in just a moment with Wes. Wes, give us the website for all the publications.
You can visit us at nwleaf.com. That's short for northwestleaf.com.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. And what a 6 months this has been. We're joined today by publisher Wes Abney, and he is committed to advocacy, journalism, and really getting people and patients to be treated equally as every other member of society. And we're so thrilled he is with us today. His magazine is growing in leaps and bounds. And I have to say that you're in how many, just where you are right now with the publication?
Yeah, so we're in Washington, Oregon, Alaska, California, and Maryland currently. And we are just launching this next month our Northeast Leaf, which is going to cover 8 states around the Northeast Corridor, including New York, New Jersey, Maine, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts. And we're also working on a D.C. Leaf for this fall, so we can get even more political in the capital. And we're also working to launch in Amsterdam next spring once COVID passes. So we are spreading our roots. As we like to say.
Love it.
And planting seeds with our journalism.
Wes, how has COVID affected your operations?
So I feel very, very blessed that during COVID we haven't had to lay off or let go of a single worker or contributor to the publication because cannabis has been declared essential. And it really has been a watershed moment for our industry, where we've gone from, you know, just a few years ago being completely illegal around the country to, you know, going into the pandemic and the very first stay-at-home orders being issued and at the same time seeing cannabis declared an essential business. It's truly a moment of historic significance. And I think that, you know, at the heart of it was all the tax revenue and jobs that are created, and also the fact that people are stuck at home and full of anxiety and fear and stress, and cannabis is such a wonderful medicine for that. So this essential designation through COVID has been wonderful for the industry, and I think it's been wonderful for people who do have access to cannabis in the states that have programs, for them to find some relief, as we've also seen, like, alcohol use going up and certain drug uses going up during this time. People are stressed and scared, and I truly believe all use of cannabis is medicinal because it makes you feel better, and I think a lot of people are probably waking up to the fact that when they choose cannabis during the pandemic, they feel better, whereas if they drink to deal with the stress, I don't think you're going to feel too good at the end of it. So it's been wonderful, and we're still able to grow, and we're seeing the industry grow and embrace a new momentum and, you know, kind of a new shift in mentality for how America and the world, which is watching our experiment with cannabis, how we're viewing this plant as part of our society now, as part of our economy. And here in Washington, where I'm at in Seattle, cannabis this year will be about 3% of our state's GDP. So tax revenue from cannabis, 3%. That's, you know, schools, roads, police, hospitals, everything you can think of is being funded by the tax dollars from our record sales out here right now. So, you know, for the rest of the world, and I'm, as a parent, COVID's been very difficult. But for the industry, we're very blessed. to be able to serve people and help.
Yes, I bet. I bet. Your publication is free. Tell us the mentality that went behind not putting a price to it, to the publication, because there's all kinds of thoughts about, you know, a magazine that's free.
Well, the mentality was to reach the Frankie that you were 4 or 5 years ago or 20 years ago. Was to reach people who didn't have awareness. And when you're asking people to pay to be educated, it just doesn't really work. And so we embraced a free distribution model, and I knew that the cannabis industry made enough money that there would be advertising revenue on the back end. So for us, our power is really that all of our copies are distributed for free, and they all get handed out. And so when we are printing, I think this month we'll print about 85,000 copies around the country. Every single one of those is getting picked up, is getting put on a coffee table and shared. And the power of free really means something. And that's something that we've chosen to embrace and not ever charge people for access to information that we believe is vital to making the world a better place.
Absolutely. I want to talk about something that I find really is a sad problem that we are facing, and not too many people are talking about it, is the number of black and brown prisoners in jail today for their use of cannabis. Still in jail today, decades later.
It's shameful. It's honestly a stain on our country's legacy and on our equality issue cover, which you can visit at nwleaf.com. We have a rendering of the scales of justice done by a black female artist out of Michigan, and she's holding the scales, and on it we have black and brown prisoners in jumpsuits outweighing the other side of the scales, which is cannabis and money. And the idea that we were trying to represent is that, you know, until there is justice, you know, this isn't right. And much like the larger issues that our society is facing, we have to address the fact that people are still in prison for cannabis for amounts that are sold 1,000, 100,000 times a day right now legally. And that lives have been ruined, families have been ruined, you know, parents have been taken from their children for a plant that now the government says, oh, because it is 3% of our GDP, it is essential. And so it really, to me, is one of the biggest things that we need to do as an industry is address the last 100 years of the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
And systemic racism, and it goes beyond cannabis into all drug use. At the end of the day,
absolutely,
most nonviolent.
We need to revisit this because we're out of time. This has been so fabulous, Wes. Come back and we'll continue this conversation because it is so important. And give us the website, please. Congratulations.
Thank you. NWLeaf.com. Or leaflifepodcast.com.
And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.